An iconic airplane of World War II, the B-17, will touch down at Shreveport Downtown Airport this morning, be open for tours and flights around Shreveport-Bossier. It's owned by the Gulf Coast Wing of the Commemorative Air Force. Historian Christopher Ebden of Houston says this B-17 is one of three still in existence and the only one still flying. It was used by the Navy for early warning radar. Ebden says it came off the assembly line along with another B-17 that is displayed on the flight line at Barksdale Air Force Base.
It's kind of a funny occurrence. The B-17 that's at the Barksdale Global Power Museum was actually off the same assembly line, and they were both built in 1944, delivered in 1945, and they were both actually rolled out on the same day.
People will be able to go inside the bomber and tour the nose, cockpit, bomb bay, and radio room. Ebden says it costs $3,500 per hour in fuel and oil when this aircraft is flying. This B-17 has been part of the Barksdale Air Show for years, which was scheduled for this weekend and canceled due to federal budget cuts. Ebden says this B-17 is sticking to its schedule.
Since we had already cut out this weekend for Shreveport, we decided that, hey, let's go to Shreveport. Even though we can't bring you an air show, we can certainly bring an outstanding piece of history.
The B-17 will be open for tours today and tomorrow. It's scheduled to land at the Shreveport Downtown Airport about 10 o'clock this morning. Ebden says the B-17 may be part of roll call later today at Barksdale Air Force Base.